tomorrow's news today. I'd like to share three heavenly headlines. First of all, the evangelical church that unfortunately has been in a kind of long slumber, low profile, not much of a bounce and a leap when it comes to evangelistic vibrancy and discipleship, willing to follow Christ at whatever cost, is going to begin to jump and bounce again during this time of tribulation, awaiting the full reinstatement, you might say, of President Trump holding the office of presidency, the Senate holding its position. It's going to have a sweet drought from heaven itself. Oh, God will look upon the kind of embryonic young church that's maturing now at a quicker rate, realizing it has to be decisive, with easy to drink heavenly blessings flowing out. What a treat for the true evangelical church, as opposed to the Satan-empowered false pretend community. The next bright encouragement for the true remnant church is going to be the strong reunification of the solid evangelical black community of believers and the white community, along with other minority groups. And there's going to be a welding together as one bride of Christ. And whereas the true believing remnant inside the black community has been, and the white community, they've been slow to have their full realization of potential as one body, this is going to really come together. The ones that are the solid believers from the black community are going to be very agitated, and rightly so, over the attempt to steal the presidency, and it will cause them to come together with white believers in the true community there, and as it should be, as only one tribe, one tongue, one nation, as you might say, in a wonderful harmonization, not only getting together, but exalting Christ with one voice, one mind, one heart. And while there are these heavenly news bits of good cheer to the true church, there is bad news for the Democratic machine. They will be found out. That is, the ones that have been part of a corrupt nature. They have already been broken by heaven's fiat and decree. It'll just be a matter of time for it to show itself. Their cup of power has been broken. It's something that heaven has decreed and history will reveal. The kind of easel they have put their narrative on will be shown that they are the broken part, and it will remain in that status. On the secular TV show Fox News, Newt Gingrich and Laura Ingraham have agreed that this is the very best thing that could happen for the conservative cause, that there will be an attempt and maybe even a short-term success of stealing the presidency from the rightly won Republican vote. It will create attention to the proper nucleus and causes and work out for the best as the Lord is glorified and winning in this situation, to make it look like this election is apparently losing in the recount and all that happens in the litigation and up to the Supreme Courts. While the media gives it no attention and most don't talk about it, all of what is happening, engineered from heaven and on God's calendar in advance, is His promotion advertising program. And He will accomplish and keep on accomplishing perfectly His purposes as these blessings come to the upcoming, newly leaping, growing up fast, embryonic, evangelical, true remnant, especially prominent in the racial harmonization where it counts, that we will dramatically see between the black and white leaders of the evangelical community. And also an interesting, watch the way that the international church, including in the Middle East, even in Iran, will be glad to see what's happening at last with the true remnant of the American representation of the body of Christ. This will cause an international rising up all the way to the Middle East of people proclaiming Christ as Lord as he prepares his bride for his coming. And glory be to God.